Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. says pro-Russian rebels likely shot down the Malaysian passenger jet by mistake. Ceasefire mediation intensifies as Israel-Gaza violence continues. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. U.S. intelligence officials say they have no evidence of direct Russian involvement in the shoot-down of that Malaysian airliner in eastern Ukraine last week. They say ill-trained pro-Russian rebels likely downed the jetliner by mistake. Officials say the passenger jet was likely downed by separatists firing a Russian surface-to-air missile. All 298 people on board were killed. The officials say they do not know whether any Russians were present when the missile was launched, but that Moscow created the conditions that led to the shoot-down. Earlier Tuesday, a train carrying bodies and flight data recorders collected from the crash site arrived in the government-controlled Ukraine city of Kharkiv. Upon arrival, the head of an international team of forensic experts raised questions about the precise number of bodies recovered from the crash site near the Russian border. Pro-Russian rebels accused of downing the plane say that 282 bodies and the parts of 16 others were aboard the train. But the Dutch forensic team leader said the refrigerated rail cars contained only 200 bodies. The U.S. Aviation Agency is prohibiting U.S. airlines from flying to Israel's international airport in Tel Aviv for 24 hours. That after a rocket fired by Hamas militants in Gaza landed nearby. Several European airlines have also canceled their flights. The conflict between Israel and Hamas-led militants is in its third week. Diplomatic efforts are intensifying, as VOA's Scott Bob reports.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon arrived in Jerusalem pressing for a ceasefire between Israel and Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. He met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and called for an urgent end to the death and suffering.
My message to Israelis and Palestinians is the same. Stop fighting, start talking, and take on the root causes of the conflict so we are not back to the same situation in another 6 months or a year.
He said the underlying issues must be addressed, including mutual recognition, occupation, despair, and what he called denial of dignity, so that people will not feel that they have to resort to violence. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Mr. Ban met earlier in Cairo with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who said an Egyptian initiative could be the framework for a ceasefire. That proposal, a week ago, Israel said it would accept, but rejected by Hamas. Peace talks between the government of the Central African Republic and rebels have been suspended after the main rebel group failed to show up for the second day of the session. The talks in the neighboring Republic of Congo were put on hold Tuesday due to the absence of former Seleka rebels. Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan met with parents of some of the more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram militants in April. More than 150 people took part in Tuesday's meeting at the president's office in Abuja, including some of the girls who managed to escape after they were kidnapped by the Islamist militants. Presidential spokesman Ruben Abati says the families had a formal closed-door meeting with the president.
The meeting was frank, it was open, it was interactive. Mr. President invited, you know, all of the people present to say their minds, and they spoke their minds.
Spokesman Abati says President Jonathan repeated his promise to find the girls. Jakarta Governor Joko Widodo was declared the official winner of Indonesia's presidential election. He won 53% of the vote. Former Army General Prabowo Subianto announced he had withdrawn his candidacy, accusing his opponent of widespread vote buying and other forms of fraud. Yemen's al-Qaeda wing is declaring plans to establish an Islamic emirate in the remote eastern Hadhramaut province. The announcement comes weeks after the al-Qaeda offshoot called the Islamic State declared its own caliphate across parts of Syria and Iraq. The best sense of smell on Earth belongs to the largest land mammal, the African elephant. According to researchers at the University of Tokyo, the African elephant have 2,000 genes dedicated to recognizing odors. That's twice as many olfactory genes as dogs have, five times as many as humans, and many more than 11 species of mammals considered to have a keen sense of smell. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.